Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Congress and state legislatures are, for the most part, wisely unwilling to raise taxes. So what are the tax and spend liberals to do? Run to supremacist judges, of course, and get them to pretend they can legislate. Lawsuits are pending in 24 states asking judges to order the state legislature to pour lots more money into public schools, which obviously will require tax increases. If any issues should be solely legislative prerogatives, they are raising taxes and spending the taxpayers' money. Nevertheless, so far, the spenders and supremacists have won nearly all their cases. Ground zero in this battle turns out to be Kansas, where the state Supreme Court ordered the state legislature to put an additional hundreds of millions of dollars into the public schools, even though Kansas already spends nearly 10 grand per pupil, pays teachers more than most Kansas workers, and graduates students who score well in national tests. The judges seized on a single word in the state constitution that the government must provide a suitable education, and then ruled that the definition of suitable means a specific amount of money, knowable only in the presumed wisdom of judges. The Kansas experience shows that it's not just federal judges, but state judges too, who need replacing and should have their power limited. Legislators should not tolerate judges taking over lawmaking functions, and legislators who fail to rein in the out-of-control judges should be replaced as well as the judges. A Wall Street Journal NBC poll reported that 63% of Americans believe it is a step in the right direction for President Bush to appoint a judge who favors continuing to allow references to God in our public life, such as allowing displays of the Ten Commandments on government property. Only 14% said that would be a step in the wrong direction. I'm glad to see that the public is waking up to the tyranny of judges, and we expect legislators to restore self-government to the American people.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to egoforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says never skinny dip with snapping turtles, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Jeff, I looked at the clock. It is wrong again. Before we go any further, I know the engineering can't get it back right between now and I go off of the air, but remind me when we get ready to sing Happy Trails that I won't be able to hit the tone, okay? So much for that. Now, the people in New London, Connecticut, are going to get to stay home a little bit longer. I think maybe I discussed this before, because although this is dated September today, but I know that this happened before, but just in case I didn't mention it on the air, I will again, but the governor there in Connecticut. Let's go back and tell you who the New London Development Corporation is. This corporation, they're unelected people. They owe their work to no one. No one has any control over them, unless it would be the city council. I don't know about that. But these people just do what they want, and they're the ones that were involved in the eminent domain case and going to kick 60-some homeowners, something like that, off of their property. Maybe it's 30-some homeowners, and then there were some businesses. But whatever it was, this is what the Kelo versus New London was about. And that was that stupid decision that was made by the Supreme Court that said, yeah, we can take your property, whether it's for the public good or not. They're going to take it and give it over to a private individual that can pay more taxes, is what it amounts to. But anyway, the governor originally said, no, you can't do this. But he didn't have the authority because it's the law of the land. The Supreme Court said they could. Then along comes the state legislature passing legislation, but they didn't get the legislation passed. New London, New London Development Corporation sent out the notices of eviction anyhow. Well, anyhow, they defied the governor and the Connecticut legislature. Now the governor, and I don't know what the governor said, but whatever he said, this time they started paying attention, because now the New London Development Corporation has said that they are going to rescind the notices to evict that they had sent the homeowners. In other words, the people can stay there again. But look at what they've done to these folks. How would you feel in a situation like that? They don't know whether those are their homes or not. They still have no idea whether those are their homes or not. The Supreme Court said they're not, although I don't think any money has changed hands. They're supposed to get fair market value, but fair market value according to who and what, you know. The market value depends upon how you feel about that piece of property yourself, and they don't take feelings into consideration on this thing. But anyway, they are going to be allowed to stay at least a little bit longer. Now, it goes back some time that We were talking about the hurricane. So it's been a month ago that the first hurricane, Katrina, was coming ashore. And this particular email that I received was dated September the 2nd. So the hurricane had hit, and we were talking about, and some people called in, talking about how hurricanes can actually be whomped up using electromagnetic waves, etc. And they were talking about how this could be a government operation, etc. And I got several emails saying, hey, dummy, you know what you're talking about. You didn't even argue with those people. No, I didn't argue with the people at that time because I know that we do have what we call weather modification. And so anyway, on the weather modification thing, why I've been doing a little research on it, and I said I will have an article in the October issue of the Chronicle concerning weather modification and whether or not these hurricanes can be man-made. I have revamped that article until it is probably the longest article, and I don't like long articles. I think you ought to be able to sit down and read an article in a matter of a minute or two. But this is going to be about twice as long as most of the articles because I found so much. And much of it goes along with what we were saying, that there is a possibility that these things can be not only man-made but man-directed. Now, here's what started the whole article for the Chronicle. Dated September the 2nd, Dear Derry, no, Benny in Sapala, Oklahoma sent me this. Benny, we love you. But he said, I like you, too, and I enjoy your show. However, today you guys have gone off the deep end. If you're going to make accusations of weather modification and conspiracies to allow lawlessness in order to enslave the population, you should have some evidence of this. I'm sure that George Bush and FEMA leaders were out waiting in the Gulf of Mexico and stirred up that hurricane. And I'm equally sure they are intentionally aimed it at New Orleans in order to kill as many blacks and Democrats as possible. Jeez, Derry, you sound as whacked out as some of the libs accusing Bush of causing this by refusing to sign Kyoto. Now, I just happened to have here, and it got in my stack of... It got out of my weather modification file and got into my stack of news that I would normally carry in here with me. But it's a Wall Street Journal article. And it was written in 1997. And the name of the article is Hurricanes Can Be Controlled. Wall Street Journal, Thursday, November the 13th, 1997, page A19. Malaysia's war on smog is about to get a new twist. The government wants to create man-made cyclones. They call hurricane cyclones in much of the world. To scrub away the haze that has plagued Malaysia since July, we will use special technology to create an artificial cyclone to clean the air. The plan calls for the use of new Russian technology to create cyclones, the giant storms also known as typhoons and hurricanes, to cause torrential rains washing the smoke out of the air. The Malaysian cabinet and the finance minister have approved the plan. The Malaysian company will sign a memorandum of understanding with the government-owned Russian party to produce the cyclone. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Smart. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we have returned. I have an interesting story here that comes to me from John Whitehead. He heads up the Rutherford Institute. And he's talking about the St. Patrick's Four. And he tells us, and I was not aware of this, but he said on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th, 2003, so it's been over 2 years ago, four protesters, all parents of young children, gathered at a military recruiting center near Ithaca, New York. The protesters, dubbed the St. Patrick's Four, poured small amounts of their own blood on the American flag. They then prayed together and waited for arrest. Upon arrest, the St. Patrick Four, who stated that they were alone in the building and did not prevent anyone from entering or leaving the center, were charged with misdemeanors for criminal mischief. Okay, remember that. It's a misdemeanor for criminal mischief. The local trial held at Tompkins County Courthouse resulted in a hung jury when nine jurors voted for acquittal. The prosecuting attorney opted not to retry the case, so it's a dead deal, right? Well, you'd think so, but no, not necessarily, because in steps the United States Department of Justice. They got into the picture and they ruled. They ruled now that there was substantial federal interest to pursue a federal prosecution of the four. So the Justice Department upped the misdemeanor charges to a felony criminal charge involving a conspiracy to impede an officer of the United States. Four people are involved here: Daniel Burns, Blair Grady, Teresa Grady, and Peter DeMott. They're now being made to stand trial in federal court on charges of federal conspiracy. They could face up to 8 years in prison and $360,000 in fines if convicted. Now, let's realize that these people have been tried. The jury could not come in with a verdict, although ten of the jurors voted to acquit. All right? What this is doing, people, is opening the door for martial law. The feds want to make an example of these folks. This is what happens to people who voice their disapproval of what's going on in the country if it's something that the government has instigated. It's called criminalized dissent. Anyhow, The law professor, Bill Quigley, who is defending the four, says this is the first federal felony criminal conspiracy trial that has been brought against nonviolent anti-war protesters, as far as we can tell. He says these are not violent criminals. They are simply people with a conscience who feel morally obligated to speak out. Nevertheless, while they have been to court, almost acquitted, the prosecuting attorney would not retry the case. Now they're in big trouble with the United States federal government. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
As we have returned, received an email from a listener in Omaha. Why does it seem like common sense has to be absent from school these days? There's a first grader in the news in Omaha today. He took a butter knife to school. He didn't even know it was in his backpack. His mom thinks his little brother put it there. Little kids do dorky things. So the kid is a first grader, and it's on his permanent record that he brought a weapon to school. No more needs to be said. Let's go to the telephones. Marilyn, hi, you are on the air from the West Coast, Maryland in California.
Yeah, hi, Derry. It's good to hear you talking about Katrina again. I've just been sort of observing what's been happening in the wake of Katrina and then Rita. And it's very interesting that while the media is preoccupied with, finger-pointing at various public officials, and I think personally, although I don't think Brown, former FEMA head, was any saint, he certainly has taken the fall for some things that he should not have been responsible for. But the interesting thing is, while all this finger pointing is going on, Bush is consolidating more and more power in the executive branch for the Department of Homeland Security, and he's got a lot of things going. As you've pointed out, the federal troops are now on our soil. while our, our own National Guard is overseas. And, there's just been a lot of things that have been able, that have been enabled by these disasters and losses of our constitutional rights. And it just keeps going on, and the media gets preoccupied with these stories like the, finger-pointing things, which really are just a cover for what's really going on. I think it's interesting. It's sad.
But let's go back. Let's go back to FEMA again. You know, the majority of the people in this country, believe it or not, I give the majority of the people for having some common sense. A lot of them don't. But they don't all the dinghies don't work for FEMA. You know, I mean,
yes.
FEMA has to have some good people.
Of course.
Okay. So let's say that there were some good people in FEMA. Now, I have been putting together, and I've had Jeff, the ones that I pitched before I realized how important this was, Jeff went back, and I think he found all but about two of them. But I have a file, probably a half an inch thicker, of things that went wrong. And I'll just name a couple of three or four of the ones that I can remember that were really serious. But when the hurricane struck New Orleans, the Red Cross was already there with food and water, and FEMA wouldn't allow them to come in. That was one.
Right.
I mean, and we can go on and on and on. We had a ship off coast with I don't know how many thousands of gallons of diesel fuel that they could use in the generators. They would not accept that. They had the Amtrak train ready to take people out, and FEMA would not allow the Amtrak train to move those people. There was a whole flotilla of boats, 500 boats from people in Louisiana. And these were professional boat people. I mean, these are people that made their living, fishing and this sort of thing. So they knew what they were doing, coming down to evacuate those people. FEMA wouldn't let them in. A doctor tried to help, and they wouldn't let him even save lives.
Yeah.
Because he was not FEMA, he didn't have the right credentials or something.
Well, Derry, I think.
Okay, but wait just a minute, Marilyn. Mm-hmm. This could not have just happened because there's not that many stupid people in FEMA. So somebody somewhere is giving the orders to definitely disrupt this whole thing.
But don't you think it was Chertoff, the Department of Homeland
Security? I don't know who it was or why it was. I personally think this was an experiment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think they want to see how far they can push people. Another one was the picking up of the guns.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see how far the American people will go, how much that the feds can get by with. Are they ready now to bring in the troops, or are we going to have to will the troops be met with resistance? I think that's what they're trying to find out.
Well, I tell you, I'm shaking in my boots in a way because I'm out here in California, and this is earthquake country, and this is earthquake time of year, and I keep thinking this is the third disaster they keep crowing about, and I wonder what's going to happen to me. And I tell you, it worries the hell out of me.
It's I'm going back to what, were you listening earlier when I was talking about the people that said what did he say that you are whacked out because you think that the. That they can create this stuff.
Those people aren't paying attention, Derry. You know that.
Well, in this article, I quote Colin Powell as saying that they have the ability to create not only hurricanes, but earthquakes.
Of course they do. It's documented. All you need to do is look it up. But they're counting on you not doing that and thinking people are wackos if they talk about it, They're counting on that.
No, they're counting on people being so engrossed in the World Series, the baseball playoffs, the sports, fall of the year. We've got to get involved in the football season now.
And Halloween.
They want to keep their mind on everything except the things that really make a difference.
That's right.
In people's lives.
The forefront in Derry. I really do. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for the call, Marilyn. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 43% of all statistics are worthless, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Our number, as I mentioned, is 1-800-973-3779. Your call's welcome. Rich in Missouri dialed that number. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind?
There's a couple of things you said there that are just, I don't know, you've probably been reading the wrong website or something. It wasn't FEMA that prevented the Salvation Army and Red Cross from setting up by the Superdome. It was the State Management Bureau, which is a completely separate organization. It wasn't FEMA that prevented the oil from being unloaded. Once again, it was the State Management
Bureau. I don't care who did it. I'm just speaking off the top of my head here. I don't have my notes in here with me. So I don't know where I got the information, but the information I did get is reliable source. Now, it doesn't make any difference who gave the orders. The point is somebody gave orders. Somebody had to say, no, you can't do that.
Right, that's true.
That's the whole point I want to make. I don't care whether it was FEMA nationally, whether it was FEMA state, whether it was the governor. Somebody called the governor and told the governor to not let that happen. Somebody called FEMA. Somebody called these people because they couldn't have all been stupid enough to have gone along gone along the way they did. That's what I'm trying to say. I say it was not some stupidity. Somebody made the call that stopped this, and it looks to me like some sort of an experiment just to see how far they could push the people, but I appreciate your call, Rich. Anyway, yeah, Jeff. Okay, I guess we can do that. Helen in Jefferson City, Missouri. Hi, Helen, you're up next.
Thank you. It isn't that we use our technology to ramp the storm up for destruction. Why can't we use our technology to dampen the storm before it gets to be a hurricane? The hurricanes are fed by warm water. Well, cool the water. How do you cool the water? Well, there would be several ways, but there's warm, cool water right underneath the hot water in the right off the Gulf. They start in the over by Africa. Cool the water and damp down the storm.
Let's, Helen, let me inject a few things here. I've got a lot of this in the Chronicle that's coming out in October. First of all, it does not take hot water to make a hurricane. They've had hurricanes up in the northwest part of the country when it was cool weather and cool water. The whole thing here is that when apparently the Russians came up with this plan, that they can do this through electromagnetic waves and this sort of thing. And the whole idea was to use this to keep hurricanes from striking land mass. Apparently they have the ability to turn those things away if they want to. But anyhow, for whatever it's worth, and I appreciate your call. Is there another caller there, Jeff? Jim in Missouri. Hi, Jim. You're on the air. Hi, Jim. Hey, Jim. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're on the air.
Here a while back, you said something about fingerprinting CDL drivers that have HAVMET license, HAVMET endorsement, and there's been new law about that you have to provide all kinds of identification and birth certificates and everything, even to renew just a straight driver's license. Well, last night, in making paper, there is a thing in there about now you have to, when you go to renew your license or get it, they're going to do a federal background check on you just to renew your regular driver's license.
I've seen something about that.
And it starts Friday.
It starts this Friday?
Yes.
That was in your local newspaper, you said?
Yes, making the weekly paper.
See, the feds have said all along, oh, this is not a national identification card. It's your state driver's license. Well, you can call it whatever you want to call it. You know, you can put a gold ring in a pig's nose, but he's still a pig.
Yep.
And you can call this thing anything you want to, but this is coming from the feds. This is a national identification card.
So it's not only a national identification, Terry. It's also they're doing all these background checks on you and criminal checks where they're abrogating your constitutional rights to due process.
See, the way to get around this is go to Mexico and then cross illegally, and they'll give you a driver's license.
Right. That's right.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the information. You know, when they came out with the news about Katrina and all, and I remember seeing it on Fox News and Google, and some of the others came out. They ran ads right on Fox News. It had how to donate to the Red Cross, and you know the number you could call and all of that. And I remember very well, and this is probably a long time ago, 20 years or longer, but something came up concerning the Red Cross, and we were having breakfast at a little joint where I always ate breakfast years and years ago. And there was a farmer in there that I knew very, very well. And boy, when I mentioned Red Cross, I mean he came unglued now. He was a World War II veteran, and he went into a tirade about how bad they treated soldiers during World War II. Well, I thought that he was just upset over some sort of a incident that took place. And then I started kind of watching for that. Now, here's what Paul Joseph Watson said. He said, as the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina continued to wreak mayhem and havoc amid reports of mass looting, shooting, et cetera, he said the media was promoting the Red Cross as a worthy organization to give donations to. The biggest website in the world, Yahoo.com, displays a Red Cross donation link prominently on its front page. And I mentioned, so did Fox News through that whole Arab time. Every time there's a major catastrophe, the Red Cross and similar organizations like United Way are given all the media attention while other charities are left in the shadow. This is not to say that the vast majority of Red Cross workers are not decent people who simply want to help those in need. But what the media fails to remember in their promotion of the organization is that the Red Cross have been caught time and time again withholding money in the wake of horrible disasters that require immediate release of funds. The Red Cross, under the Liberty Fund, collected $564 million in donations after 9/11. Months after the event, the Red Cross had distributed only $154 million. That's 154 out of 564. The Red Cross's explanation for keeping the majority of the money was that it would be used to help fight the war on terror. Well, people didn't give that money to fight the war on terror, if you remember. People gave that money so that they could help the people that were involved in 9/11. Then this comes from, it's an article that says, don't give your hurricane donations to the Red Cross. My daddy told me that when he was a gunner, and this goes along with what Bill was saying there at my restaurant, he said, my daddy told me that when he was a gunner on a 50-millimeter anti-aircraft machine gun on a destroyer in the Pacific, and after 3 weeks of battle for Wake Island, when they came to port, they stepped off the ship, and there was the Red Cross passing out hot cups of coffee and portable shave kits. As he walked through the line, he got his cup of coffee and then his shave kit, and as he walked up to the last person in that line, they wanted his service number. He asked why. They replied, so we can deduct the cost from your next month's pay voucher. My dad said he handed back the cup of coffee and the shave kit and then informed them that he and his gun crew had just went through in the taking of Wake Island. He told me they seemed not to care. He felt that he and his crew had risked their lives and it wasn't even worth a cup of coffee. He never thought much of the Red Cross after that. Then Tom's Archer says, back in the 60s, when I was just 19, I was with the USAF. In 1963, we were volunteered to fight forest fires in Northern California. We even lost a man, which was mainly from our lack of experience. We had three other men killed when a 6x truck went off a logging road and rolled over. We were always very short on food and water. The Red Cross showed up with plenty to eat and lots of fresh water. This all came at a price. I swore I would never support those bloodsuckers again, not for any reason. I have heard many stories similar. Nothing ever changes. Then another person writes, amen to this. I have heard these stories about the Red Cross most of my life. In April of 1952, after the massive tornado that hit downtown Waco, Texas, killing 116 people and injuring hundreds more, here came the Red Cross to rescue, selling donuts and coffee to the rescue workers who were attempting to dig people out of the huge piles of rubble before they died. Saw it with my own 16-year-old eyes, and my hubby-to-be was at that time one of the rescue workers. Later, the Red Cross stinginess and mercenaryism was the talk of the poor, devastated Waconians. Might as well send your donations straight to their CEOs because they get theirs first. We'd be hundreds better off to donate to the Salvation Army, she says. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the train manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Let's go to the telephones. Peggy in Missouri. Hi, Peggy. You're on the air.
Hi, Jerry. Listen, you're talking about the hazardous material endorsement.
Right.
On the 23rd, I received a letter from the state of Missouri, Department of Revenue. I drive for a trucking company here in Joplin, Missouri. It says here that I've got to go to Springfield, my nearest place, to go to be fingerprinted, ID'd, I don't have to take the written test, the process fee. Anyway, it's going to cost us about $125 to get this done, but the company is going to pay for us. But if you want to do a CDL, then you're going to have to go through the fingerprinting, the pictures, and a 3-month test, you know, of checking your background. My license expires in January, so they've sent this to me in September. So
really?
They are going to do it, and this is the state of Missouri that's doing it. It says information collected, $38, TSA assessment, $34, fingerprint and record check, $22. My CDL for 6 years will be $40, a processing fee to be $250. Another processing fee, $5, and this will take 90 days for this to go through. I have a .com number that they can contact if they want to check on it, and I also have a phone number here.
Did you add all that up? What's the whole total of that thing?
The company said it would run around $125, but they are going to pay it.
I understand that. I understand the company's going to pay it, but And you say, well, that's the state of Missouri doing that. I will assure you that the same, if it's happening in Missouri, it's happening in Kansas, it's happening in New Mexico, it's happening all over the United States because the state of Missouri is taking orders.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, hey,
so I thought maybe you might like to know it is going to be done here in Missouri.
Okay, thanks.
I can get my CDL, you know, renewed.
Thank you, Peggy. Let's go to Dennis. Hi, Dennis. You're on the air.
You remember Hurricane Hugo, remember the federal agency FEMA that was sent to handle the emergency and was thrown out by the citizens because of gross incompetence. FEMA was incompetent because emergency management is just a guise for its real purpose, which is to take over local, state, and federal government in case of national emergency. The only way FEMA can do such a thing is if the Constitution was suspended and martial law was declared. Therefore, it is very existent of proof, positive, that a plan to suspend the Constitution does in fact exist. And this can happen from any number of ways, such as oil spills from Exxon tankers in Alaska to national emergencies in the Middle East, and they had come under a bunch of executive orders that the president declared, like executive order 10995 advised to take over communications and media. 1096.
Yeah, let's don't go into those. I have all of those, and they go all the way back, believe it or not, to Abraham Lincoln. But you're right. Hey, let's take a break. I hear music in the background. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
What is sustainable development? You may have heard people talking about it in public meetings, on the radio, consultants and university professors lecture on it, and at various levels of government it may even be mandated. But what is it? Now get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. It's an easy-to-read 22-page booklet that will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is implemented. Specifically, it refers to an initiative of the United Nations called the UN Sustainable Development Agenda 21. The most comprehensive statement of a political ideology that is being progressively infused into every level of government in America. Get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Send $3, check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $3 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
The 21st century has brought a shift from a stock-driven era to a new commodity-driven era. That's according to USA Today, Wall Street Journal, and Swiss America. 4 years ago, Swiss America issued a simple 21st century investment commandment. Thou shalt diversify assets to include tangibles. Now, USA Today and the Journal agree. Bottom line, we need economic solutions for the 21st century. In their new report, Discover, the keys to diversification, social security reform, gold and silver market trends, and why liberalism is dying. I've read this report, and you should too, so call now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN to get this incredible, easy-to-understand report. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN to discover economic solutions. And we're in the home stretch here. Let's go back to the telephones. Florence in Wisconsin. Hi, Florence. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. This is Florence. You know, my dad used to tell us when we were kids, when he was in the First World War, he says that the Red Cross came and they gave him were handing out coffee, donuts, and a pack of cigarettes, and they wanted a dollar. My father says, I don't want your coffee, I don't want your cigarettes, and I don't want your donuts. And he always told us kids never, never to give to the Red Cross. And I'm 79 years old, and believe you me, I never give to the Red Cross. And I thought my dad was just BSing. But now hearing you on the radio, I really do believe him. And I'll tell you what, I don't give a penny to Red Cross for nothing. I'd rather give, my father said the Salvation Army came and gave him coffee and everything and didn't charge a penny. I just wanted to get it off my chest. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, thanks. You know, I have felt this way time and time again. The bigger the organization, the less economically correct they are. In other words, the more spoilage there's going to be. And I personally believe, you know, it's great to help other people, but I think you ought to help those that you know, and you know it's going where it's supposed to go. And I, too, believe that the Salvation Army does a lot of good work, and I don't think they blow money like some of these other organizations do. Let's go to Ann in New Mexico. Hi, Ann. You're on the air.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
About those people who doubt weather modification, I suggest going to, you know, their computer and punch in weather modification, scalar weaponry, HAARP, chemtrails, and satellites. And JamesMcCanneyScience.com is a good one to go to.
Yeah, I quote him in my article.
Yeah, and it's happening. It's happening, and HAARP was bought out by British Aerospace Electrical Systems, which is a subsidiary of Rokar International, and they're situated in Jerusalem, Israel. And you need to triangulate, and from what I heard, I was listening to some program on Coast to Coast, and these men were saying there's Alaska, then there's Poker Flats. But they didn't mention the third one. So I don't know if that's Rokar, steerage is coming out of Jerusalem, Israel, or what. But,
well, the government claims that HAARP does not exist yet. And I didn't put this in the particular article, but yet I have,
it doesn't exist?
Well, that's what that's, I don't
I
know how long.
I've pictures of it on the computer.
Sure there is. I have, a story whereby the, I say a story, remember the pig book that these congressmen or senators get out every year on how much money is wasted?
Uh-huh.
And they mentioned HAARP in there that it had gotten, I believe, $12 or $18 million, something like that, for something that HAARP was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's no doubt but what HAARP exists, and I didn't realize that it was now, I thought it was a government agency, but you said it's been purchased by
who? Yes, and I heard that listening to Will Thomas on Coast to Coast. He said that it was bought off by British Aerospace Electrical Systems, which is a subsidiary of Rokar International. Now, I tried to do some research on Rokar. I did get some information on British Aerospace, but I couldn't get any information on Rokar, so somebody may want to take that and run with it.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to, very quickly, Joe. We have less than a half a minute. What's on your mind, Joe, in Oklahoma?
I'm a World War II veteran, Navy. I just wanted to tell you about an aircraft carrier that came in 45 to California. And the Red Cross was there, and they made the captain make us everybody pay a dollar for an old little bitty cup of coffee and an old stale donut. And I'll tell you, there's not many guys that were in the war didn't hear about that. We just gave a substantial check to Salvation Army, and they're the best people on earth.
Okay, appreciate the call. The hour has slipped away. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.